first, North Miami.
North Miami.
On the other side of Miami Avenue.
Was there any special names for that, that type of, the low-class white neighborhood?
No. Okay, we didn't have a real special name for it. Primarily, the persons who lived in that particular neighborhood were, in many cases, seamen, people who worked the water. I don't see any stratification there. Very low menial works.
Okay, now, in these areas, were there ethnic commercial centers? In other words, did they have their own, you know, the...
They had their little, you know, their little corner store.
Were they, in other words, were they more popular than, to, you know, like, where did you do most of your shopping? Was it in the, in your area versus downtown, or was it...
I very seldom bought anything. We very seldom bought anything, as far as our home is concerned, from the grill, other than food, okay? We, you know, you did your grocery shopping at a local Wendexy or food fair up the road or something like this that was going towards the white grill. That was uptown, you know, that was every night there. But most of the time when we bought clothes, we went downtown to Richards. My mother wanted to, you know, to be, make sure that we got something that would hold up rather than fall apart. However, there was another type of shopping done too by a lot of the black families there in the Grove, and we used to call him the Leonard Man. The Leonard Man. This was a man who loaded clothes in the back of his car, had a hanging rack, and he would come in the neighborhood and sell.
Now, I've seen things like that in Central Florida, where the orange groves are, with where they have camps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The labor camps where they import either Mexican or I guess it's still Haitian and Bahamian labor.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And a guy would come through with a panel truck or a station wagon. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he'd have racks of clothes, of dresses, of shirts, and things like this.
And was that Leonard or Leonard?
The pronunciation I get is Leonard Man.
Leonard.
Yeah. And, they would come down and they would do their selling on Sundays. They would also do their collecting on Sundays. You know, like people could get it for credit and things like this. And he would, you know, have his little books. He made a fortune in doing it.
Was it kind of a ripoff?
I feel as if it was. They're still around too. I just felt like it was a little ripoff because I find, to me, the quality of the material wasn't that good. The styling itself wasn't really up to date, but the price was fantastic. And seemingly you're paying forever, you know, that sort of situation.
Now was he a black?
No, usually he was white.
And was he associated with any other kind of, was he like Jew, or would you ever refer to him as any other kind of group?
In many cases, the ones that I do remember, they were Jewish in many cases, and doing that sort of situation. Matter of fact, a good many of your shopkeepers in many of your black neighborhood were Jewish. There were a few black businessmen, but just a few I know in the Grove I could. Let's see, how many could I think of? Maybe about four or five black businessmen. My grandfather with the fish market, Mr. Cash had a pool room. And Walgreen had a shoeshine parlor. The barber shop, the shoe repair business. Oh yeah, Mr. Dunn's restaurant. But that was about it. The rest of them, the local chain grocery stores were prominently white or Jewish.
Did the Jewish areas have their own shops and everything like that?
Yeah, they had their little stores in there as well.
Yeah, and the white neighborhoods, did they have their own?
They had their little stores also. I think every neighborhood had what they called a local chain store or just some place where they could go and pick up an item or something like that.
What would you call it? Just a small store that might be open late hours and you could pick up maybe some food items or something. What would you call that?
I call it a convenience store.